Dredd and Rogalski here.
Yep.
It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it's Tuesday, we're talking about the Mendocino Coast District Hospital. We have Dr. William Miller and Judy Leach from the hospital on the line, as well as Will Lee. Will, good morning. It's a beautiful day.
Good morning. It certainly is, Coast. Thanks again for having us on. The city of Fort Bragg conducted our budget meeting last night. We didn't quite have the involvement that we did a week ago when the issue of the name change was on our agenda, but not many people show up for a budget. But what a part of the budget discussion was about testing of our wastewater, our sewer plant for COVID-19. So I'm going to have Dr. William Miller talk a little bit about that process and what's involved there. Dr. Miller.
Hi, thank you, Mayor. So the point of all of this testing, of course, is for us to know what our prevalence is of the disease, of the infection in our community. I personally think that wastewater testing is not the best way to approach that question. It's very hard to extrapolate back to what the prevalence then is in the community. And also, it doesn't give us any specific information, obviously, about who exactly is infected. If we do actual testing of people, then, of course, we get information as to exactly who is infected, and then we can do contact tracing. We can advise that person to self-quarantine and all of those kinds of things that are useful beyond simply getting a prevalence. And we get a much more precise number of the prevalence instead of a rough estimation that the wastewater testing would give you. So I think that $40,000 is much better spent to really advance our actual surveillance testing. And to that end, we are continuing to do surveillance testing here on the coast. The County Health Department is helping us with that. And I'm happy to hear that UCSF has extended its free testing program for another month. It was due to expire at the end of June, and they've extended it to be free testing through the end of July. And they've increased the number of tests that we're doing. So we're going to be, we meaning here in the Fort Bragg, Mendocino area through Mendocino Coast Clinics, we'll be doing, I understand, approximately 100 tests per week for the month of July. The hospital, of course, is helping with that with some laboratory administrative support on the back end. And, of course, the city of Fort Bragg is also involved in that project. So that's good. It remains my goal to eventually increase that from 100 tests per week to about 300 tests per week. If we were testing here on the coast at a rate of about 300 a week, I think that we would really be monitoring this at an appropriate level so that we could detect when we have outbreaks and start dealing with those. I just got off the phone before this phone call with representatives from the County Health Department, and they reassured me that they are completely prepared that if we do have an outbreak here on the coast, that they will come out in force and do contact tracing, et cetera, to make sure that that outbreak, when it does happen, is contained. And, of course, it will eventually happen. Also, I want to end with just an additional note that we have been able to continue to expand medical testing. That's different, of course, than general surveillance testing. Medical testing would be for a patient who has symptoms or there's some medical indication. So this week, we've been able to expand our testing in the hospital now to screening all admissions to the hospital. So before, it was just admissions that had respiratory symptoms. Now it's everybody who gets admitted to the hospital does get tested. Every patient before surgery gets tested. And so that's a good thing that we've been able to expand that testing. Any patient, any person who has symptoms and their primary care doctor feels that they should be tested, those people are tested. So we do have complete testing for anybody who has any sort of symptoms on a doctor's order. So that's where we're at now. I'd like to turn it over to Judy Leach, our hospital administrator. She has a few words as well.
So in addition to all of this testing that's going on, of course, our patient care is our highest priority. Keeping the well-being of this community in order continues to be a priority. I want to thank Dr. Miller again for his leadership as we look at best practices in working with the CDC and our local public health department. We want the community to know that if you have a family member that is in the hospital, that we do have visitation hours that have been scheduled. We are expanding those to be from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. every day. Again, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, one visitor per family, please. And if you need to rotate who those visitors will be on an ongoing basis, that works as well. But in order for us to optimize our care for our patients, that would be one visitor per family. Also, a reminder to the community that tomorrow, the next chapter of Adventist Health being part of this community begins. As the lease for Adventist Health in collaboration with the local community takes place. And so we look forward to celebrating that. Again, we thank the City of Fort Bragg, the Mendocino Coast, for allowing us to be part of this collaboration.
Judy, Joe Rogalski here. I just want to ask one question. So this is I believe, a 30-year lease?
That's correct, Joe. It is.
All right, right. I wanted to make sure people understood the commitment on the part of Adventist Health. So also, when do I no longer say Mendocino Coast District Hospital and call your hospital something else with that?
That's a great question. So as of tomorrow, we will be known as Adventist Health Mendocino Coast.
All right. You know, I got to be accurate about these things. Well, thank all of you for being on the program this morning. Rogalski here from the coast.